Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here to give parents and teachers a look into some of the interesting stories students are exploring right now in The Juice educational app. Let's jump right in. The first one sounds pretty amazing. Dogs detecting Parkinson's disease.
Yes, it's quite something. Scientists have confirmed that dogs can actually smell Parkinson's disease on skin swabs. It validates observations made years ago by a nurse named Joy Milne, who has an exceptional sense of smell herself.
A super smeller, right? I think I read that.
That's the one. So this research suggests dogs, with their, you know, incredible noses, might offer a really quick, non-invasive way to catch this neurological disease early. And we already know they can detect other things, like certain cancers, even COVID-19 sometimes.
It's fascinating. Makes you think about the human-animal bond, doesn't it? Maybe a discussion point could be, what makes that connection so strong? Or even, how can science learn more from what animals can naturally do?
Good questions. Okay, next up, something quite different, a big environmental policy shift.
Yeah, the EPA. What's happening there?
Well, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is planning to revoke a ruling from 2009. It's called the Endangerment Finding. That finding essentially gave the EPA the authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions like CO2 because they contribute to climate change.
So getting rid of it is a big deal.
It's presented as a major deregulatory step aimed at, you know, economic benefits. But environmental groups and many lawmakers see it very differently. They view it as undermining climate science, basically. Expect legal challenges, definitely, once it goes to public comment.
Right. It really shows how scientific findings get tangled up in policy debates. A good discussion topic might be, how can people balance taking care of the earth with supporting their local communities and economy?
Or how does science actually influence these big policy decisions? It's a complex relationship.
Definitely. Okay, let's switch gears to something practical beating the heat. Cool clothes.
Yes, how fabrics help us stay cool. It really comes down to how clothing deals with sweat. That's the body's main cooling method. See, some materials like cotton or wool tend to absorb sweat and hold onto it, which actually hinders cooling. They get damp and heavy.
Right. I know that feeling.
But fabrics like linen, polyester, nylon, they're often engineered differently. Their fibers are designed to wick sweat away from your skin to the surface of the fabric. That lets it evaporate much faster. So looking for labels like quick drying or sweat wicking is actually, you know, pretty useful advice when it's hot.
It makes sense. So for kids, maybe just ask,
yeah,
how do you pick your clothes when it's really hot outside to stay comfortable?
Or a bit broader, why is knowing about different materials important for things we use every day, not just clothes?
Good one. Okay, and from everyday comfort to a pretty serious situation, a lost camper story.
Yeah, this is a great example of staying calm and using learned skills. A 9-year-old Cub Scout named Sterling and his mom got lost in a remote area, and they used principles from the Boy Scout Handbook, specifically the STOPCLOV acronym, Stay Calm, Think, Observe, Plan.
Oh, I've heard of that, STOPCLOV.
Exactly. They stayed in their car overnight for safety and, crucially, left trail markers like torn pieces of bedsheet and notes saying H-E-L-P. Rescuers said those actions were key to finding them safely. Real textbook stuff applied perfectly.
Wow, impressive for a 9-year-old. It really drives home the value of practical skills. You could ask students, what would you do to stay calm and think clearly in a tough spot?
Or maybe, what are some key skills everyone should learn for emergencies? First aid, navigation basics, things like that.
Important lessons. Now, shifting to the power of nature again, a major earthquake.
Yes, a very powerful one. Magnitude 8.8 struck undersea off Russia's eastern coast. That's the sixth largest ever recorded. It triggered tsunami warnings across the Pacific, even reaching Hawaii and California initially.
An 8.8, that sounds terrifying. Was the damage bad?
Remarkably, initial reports suggest much less damage and, thankfully, no fatalities compared to other quakes of that size. There was some localized flooding, minor injuries, but the tsunami warnings were mostly downgraded pretty quickly. There was a related volcano eruption, too, but it's not expected to cause major issues.
Still, a huge event. It's a reminder of nature's power, but also maybe how preparedness helps, a potential discussion.
What would you do if your community had to prepare for something like an earthquake or tsunami?
Or how do scientists use data to help communities get ready for and respond to natural disasters?
Good points. All right, finally, we have a quote of the day.
Yes, from Isaac Newton. If I have seen further than others, it is by standing upon the shoulders of giants. Newton, of course, was a hugely influential figure. Physicist, mathematician, astronomer, laws of motion, gravity, calculus, I mean, foundational stuff for modern science.
A true giant himself. Absolutely. And this quote, it's not just humility, though there's that too. It's really about acknowledging that progress builds on what came before. Discoveries, even revolutionary ones, don't happen in isolation. They rely on the work of predecessors.
That's a great concept. So you could discuss, what does it mean to stand on the shoulders of giants?
Yeah, and how does new knowledge generally build on older discoveries? You see it everywhere, not just science.
Definitely. A thought-provoking way to end. So those are just a few of the topics students are engaging with daily in the Juice app, designed to help them build skills and knowledge.
We hope these quick summaries and discussion ideas are helpful for you, whether you're a parent or a teacher.
Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive. We'll explore more topics with you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.